This is day 8 of the Kansas Wheat Harvest Reports, brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. The state received widespread rains overnight on June 19th into the 20th, which put harvest on hold in many areas. Shane Eck, location manager of Mid-Kansas Co-op in McPherson County, reported that they received their first load of wheat on June 2nd. Eck said they are about 95% complete in their area. He said the yields are below average and his location is above average on protein. Eck said, "I have heard people talking about yields being anywhere from 10 to 60 bushels per acre. That's a wide range to have, but I have seen averages around 20 to 30 bushels." Eck reported their test weights have been close to 60 pounds per bushel. He said it rained last night, which has put harvest on hold. The late frost and the dry weather on the crop has had a big effect on wheat in the area. It has put a lot of stress on the wheat. Anna Luna, location manager from Midland Marketing in Rooks County, reported that harvest has not yet begun in the Palco area. They have taken in some samples from the fields, but they are still pretty wet. Luna said there was a lot of rain Tuesday night, anywhere from 1.5 to 2 inches. She said, "Because of the rain, we have had to put harvest off until next week. Some of our fields are still green and need more time." Luna has heard reports of 20 to 30 bushels per acre for yields in surrounding areas and expects to have similar results. The 2018 Harvest Report is brought to you by the Kansas Wheat Commission, Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, and the Kansas Grain and Feed Association. To follow along with harvest updates on Twitter, use hashtag WheatHarvest18. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.